Welcome inside today's pregame interview from Hare Baker Field as the Dock Spiders get set to take on the Lakeshore Chinooks. I'm Javik Blake, joined by today's pregame interview guest, Luke Vex, who has been one of the most ridiculous pitchers in the entire Northwoods League this summer. Luke, thanks much for joining us.
Hi, I'm pretty excited to be on here.
What's it like to be one of the best pitchers in the Northwoods League and have one of the most dominant stretches we've seen out of any Dock Spiders pitcher, reliever, or starter this year?
Right now, it feels pretty good after not being able to throw too much this season. It definitely feels really nice to be able to come in here and be able to show what I can do.
How much confidence does it give you seeing how good you've been, 18 consecutive scoreless innings?
It makes me feel really good. It kind of lets me feel like how I used to feel back when I was able to pitch a lot. It kind of like brings back that sort of competitive nature that I have, and I haven't been able to tap into it, but this summer I really have been, and it feels awesome.
What's the biggest part about being able to go out and pitch and then pitch well in those outings?
The best part, it's just like afterwards, it's kind of like a sense of relief, and after not being able to and then being able to do it pretty often, it just feels really nice.
How can you use that? One of the big things is confidence as a pitcher. How can you use that as confidence going into this next season in college baseball?
Just having the idea that and knowing that I still have it and that it hasn't gone away, and just using that each and every time I go out there on the field, it's going to really help me for this next coming year.
Were there sort of doubts about that coming into this year, about whether or not you still had it?
Absolutely. It didn't seem like I had the trust of my coaches, and that's kind of one of the worst things you could have, is having the guys who are supposed to lead you not have trust in you. That was definitely a major issue I had, but now I've kind of realized that I do have it, so that's kind of wiped out.
What's it been like this summer then with Daniel Barrado as your pitching coach and Jack Charbonneau as your manager?
They've really allowed me to get to go out there and get on a roll, which is really nice, and continue to get opportunities and stretch out and go 3-4 innings and go a little bit longer rather than the 1 or 2 inning stretch.
What's been the big thing for you in the mound pitch-wise? What pitch has really been working well so far?
Right now it's my slider. My slider's getting a little harder. It's like 88 or 80, 82-ish, and playing off the fastball really well lately.
When you're able to mix those two together, that's sort of the more standard pitch mix for guys nowadays. But what makes it stand out for you that you're able to get a ton of strikeouts and not allow a ton of hits with the pitch?
I like to throw my fastball a lot, and one of my keys with my slider is to throw my slider like a fastball. And it plays really well off of it and comes out at the same angle. Right now we're working on a changeup that can come out of the same angle as my slider and fastball. So be looking forward to that soon.
What's it been like adding another pitch during the summer?
So far, I haven't been able to use it in the game because I'm not too confident in it. But sooner or later, it'll come along.
For you, as good as you are as a pitcher who throws just two pitches, how much more lethal does it make you when you're able to throw in a third?
I've been told by some coaches and scouts that once I am able to add a third pitch, it will really boost me and allow me to maybe go the extra length of 6, 7, 8 innings rather than just 3 or 4. It's kind of easy to pick up on two pitches after a while, but lately I feel like I've done a good job just with two pitches.
Talking about starting, you're starting tomorrow for the Dock Spiders, your first start since 2021 back at Old Dominion. What's been going through your mind the last couple of days as you're getting ready for tomorrow?
It's going to be really interesting. I'm not going to change my mentality at all. Just go out there and do what I know how to do, and I feel like I'm honestly going to be better, as that's what I was recruited to do in the first place.
Does it make yourself feel a little more calm knowing you're going into starter as opposed to a relief role where you're comfortable in it this summer, but you don't know when you're going out to pitch in any given day?
Absolutely. To go out there as a starter, it's a sense of relief because you kind of get to go out there on your own schedule and you get to feel comfortable, and it's not such a sporadic event, whereas in relief it can be one batter where you have to be ready to go in for the next.
What's your preparation like tomorrow when you get to the ballpark in Battle Creek leading up to the start?
Preparation, I'm going to get as much sleep as I can. We have a very long bus ride tomorrow. Drink a lot of water. About an hour before game time, we'll get out and get ready to go.
One of the big things that you're wearing is an Illinois sweatshirt right now. You don't go to Illinois, but that's been the biggest thing for the Dock Spiders this summer. The trading of equipment, guy to guy, team to team. What makes the Illinois stuff so good that you wanted to wear it?
Right now, the Illinois stuff's kind of hot because they have so much of it. some of us guys at the mid-major level, we don't get as much gear as some of the guys at Power 5 schools, and it's pretty cool and pretty nice of them to be able to share some of their stuff.
What's the training block like? Is it like fantasy football? It's flying around the room?
It's all over the place. I traded a Rutgers shirt the other day for a Texas shirt. So it's not even my own schools that I'm trading for.
So this is like 3, 4, 5 times down the road.
Yep. It's kind of like Cooperstown, trading pins. It's awesome.
How much more fun does it make this summer, though, when you're having that camaraderie in the clubhouse?
It's really fun. Some of the guys on this team, it's nothing I've ever been a part of before. Everyone's so relaxed and just, it's really, really fun.
How does that make you a better baseball player?
It just helps me to know that there's guys behind me and guys around me that want success for other people, and it's just really nice to have that.
Well, Luke, thanks so much for joining us. It has been a ton of fun watching you this summer. Can't wait to see you start tomorrow.
Awesome. Thank you very much, Jamie.
This has been today's pregame interview. Doc Spiders take on the Chinooks at 6:35.